In the last part of our Idiot's Guide to Flotilla Holidays, PBO's resident expert idiot, that's me, explains how to bag a great flotilla holiday deal with yet more dodgy and irritating PBO top tips. Now, of all the things I'm not an expert in, bagging great bargains is another one of them. If ever I'm on a plane, I know for certain that everyone else on that flight has paid less than me. Plus, they get to sit on the inside. I'm just not one of life's natural bargain hunters. And it's the same with holidays, which is why I try to avoid them. I just never get a bargain. You see, you book a last-minute summer drizzle break, you get settled by the pool, you slap on Factor 15 water pump grease, PBO tip, more expensive than sunblock but keeps the rain out, and you find yourself lying next to a chain-smoking couple from Manchester who pour lager on their cornflakes. You've probably met them too. Now, despite the language difficulties, they managed to impress upon you that they paid threepence for their all-inclusive, eat-and-drink-all-you-can bargain break, which also included an upgrade to a suite that's been finished for themselves and their 10 kids. This does nothing for your equilibrium. And it probably makes you wonder why I'm qualified to bring you the definitive and ultimate PBO flotilla holiday buying guide. The answer is that I know John and Di Rogers. John and Di, you see, are retired teachers. And as you know, retired teachers are the only people in the world with even more leisure time than working teachers. In fact, whenever you see John and Di, they have either just booked a holiday or have just returned from one. When you don't see them, that means they're on holiday. That's apart from when they're sailing their southerly 105, restoring wooden boats, running their thriving bed and breakfast, raising loads of money for the RNLI, and cooking charity soup lunches. And the thing I've noticed over the years is that they're always getting really, really great deals of the kind that makes you think, hang on a sec, that's cheaper than not going on holiday. And that made me think. All you need to do to get great value holidays is copy John and Di. Now that really is a top PBO tip-top tip. I then hatched a plan that involved intensive eavesdropping, although some might call it borderline stalking. Whenever they turned up in the sailing club bar, I hovered close by, until one night I overheard them mention they'd just booked a bargain flotilla holiday in Lefkas, Greece, in October, when holidays are cheaper because teachers are actually in school for a bit between holidays. As soon as I heard that, I abandoned my pint of creme de menthe, scuttled home, got on the internet, tapped in Jules's credit card details, that's a great PBO top tip but risky, and booked up. It worked. For £1,024 for the two of us, we got a week on a Nielsen flotilla in Lefkas, including flights and even a boat, a really nice Dufour 325, just for the two of us. Next week, in the sailing club, when I mentioned this to John and Di, that we were booked on the same flotilla, they looked crestfallen. But they bucked up when they learned out we'd paid a bit more. It turns out they got money off as a result of a holding tank problem on their last flotilla. Now, on the flight over, we sat next to a couple who paid more than us for their holiday, and that made me feel great, almost euphoric. What a perfect start to our holiday. It probably ruined theirs. Things were looking good. But we hadn't just got a bargain. It was an education too. You see, John is an old school science teacher from the days when blowing up frogs made you popular with kids and blowing up kids made you popular with parents. John likes to find out how things work, and to do that you either have to blow them up or take them apart. Fortunately, by the end of the week, the only thing he'd blown up was the tender with a foot pump, although there did seem to be more than the average number of mishaps aboard their boat. On the first night, John and Di's boarding plank disappeared. On the second night, as we all ate ashore in a restaurant, their boat's battery alarm pierced the tranquility. Later in the week, another holding tank problem reared its heads, so to speak. Meanwhile, On board our boat, Jules and I didn't break that much at all, and all was serene until the very last night when we bumped into Julian and Brendan, a couple of lads from Essex, who told us that they paid half what we did. This ruined our holiday, but made them feel great. It also made me think that copying John and Di may not have been the all-time PBO top tip I first thought it was. That was until we bumped into them down the club a few weeks later, and they told us that next year Nielsen had offered to send them on an all-expenses-paid two-week flotilla holiday in the Caribbean with sunsail. Now that's got to be the ultimate PBO flotilla holiday buying guide top tip of all time.